Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Former prosecutor Arnold Klein will announce his candidacy on November 13th for Humboldt County's district attorney in the upcoming election in June of 2014. Klein served as deputy district attorney from 2006 until his retirement in 2012, and has held the position of deputy district attorney in four different counties in California. Klein will announce his candidacy at a campaign event that will take place on the steps of the courthouse. A Caltrans employee who was performing traffic control duties for a construction crew on the Murray Road overpass was struck and injured by a vehicle driven by an 84-year-old McKinleyville resident on Thursday afternoon. Caltrans equipment operator Edward Holgerson was performing flagging operations when he was hit and suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to Santa Rosa Medical Center for treatment. Holgerson is married and is the father of four children. Holgerson is currently in the intensive care unit at Santa Rosa Medical Center, and his wife is with him. The CHP is investigating the cause of the collision, and impairment is not considered a factor. The CHP reports that the driver was headed westbound on the overpass when, for unknown reasons, he left his traffic lane and struck the worker. The overpass remained closed for several hours while the investigation was carried out. Motorists are urged to use caution, particularly in construction zones, of which there are several in the Humboldt County area. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to respond to a 911 call that was made from a residence on Dolly Varden Road in Blue Lake near Lord Ellis Summit on Thursday afternoon. The ensuing investigation resulted in the arrest of three men in what is being described as a home invasion robbery. The 71-year-old victim along with a 60-year-old neighbor were confronted by three men, one allegedly armed with a shotgun and one with a pistol, while the third was seen with a machete. Deputies report that the 71-year-old male victim and his neighbor had confronted 46-year-old William Parks, 43-year-old Leonard McCovey, and 34-year-old Tierney Perry, who emerged from the bushes, brandished their weapons, and demanded the man hand over his marijuana. The sheriff's office reports that one of the men called for the other two to just shoot and kill the victims, but instead they threatened him with the firearms, allegedly sticking their weapons under the chins of the two male victims and demanding the marijuana. The victim complied, and the three suspects fled the scene with the stolen marijuana and a stolen motorcycle. Their vehicle was spotted and trailed by both sheriff's deputies and CHP officers into the parking lot of the Blue Lake Casino, where they were contacted and arrested. Deputies found some marijuana but did not locate any firearms or the stolen motorcycle, and McCovey, Parks, and Perry were all booked into county jail on numerous charges. Emergency personnel were called out to Highway 299 last night after a two-car collision near mile marker 34, a collision that resulted in the death of an adult male driver on Thursday night. That driver was headed westbound when he reportedly drifted into the oncoming lane and into the path of a vehicle driven by Judy Lynn Beaver of Forks of Salmon. The two cars collided, and although airbags deployed in both cars, the driver sustained injuries. Beaver suffered minor injuries, but the man in the second vehicle suffered major injuries and was trapped in his car and had to be extricated by emergency crews. A medical helicopter was dispatched to the scene, but the man died before the helicopter arrived. The collision closed down Highway 299 for more than an hour. The identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's Daylight Savings Time weekend, and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department wants to remind residents that Daylight Savings Time is the perfect time to replace the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Smoke detectors are one of the most effective life-saving devices you can have in your home. More than 60% of fire-related deaths across the country are due to malfunctioning or inoperable smoke detectors, so use the time change to change the batteries and ensure your detector is working properly. And it may sound like a story from California's Gold Rush Pass, but a Pinole Valley man has been convicted in a brazen burglary at the Siskiyou County Courthouse in January of 2012. Two thieves broke into the courthouse, smashed the glass on a display case, and walked away with more than $1 million worth of gold nuggets. One of those men, 52-year-old Wayne Bailey, was convicted in August, and this week he was ordered to pay the county $1.35 million in restitution for the stolen gold, which has not been recovered. A second man, David Johnson, is scheduled to go on trial for his role in the robbery in mid-November. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.